they actually have not done anything yet that I'm aware of. I mean, you can't really point to anything and say, well, all right, they cleaned this up, or they stopped that, mm-hmm. or they, other than perhaps toying with our nuclear facilities as well as the Russians, I don't think you can point to anything they've done just yet, can you?
Well, in Chernobyl, there's a lot of engineers that they interviewed there in Chernobyl, and they said that there was a ship that came over Chernobyl, and their, the Geiger counters were just going off the scale, and this thing sent two or three beams down into the reactor, and then their Geiger counters dropped significantly. And so something intervened there in Chernobyl, and it wasn't as disastrous as it could have been.
Where did you get that news?
Now, I've got that from, I can dig that up for me, but it was sent to me by an investigator that went there, and he interviewed some of the scientists there that were working on it.
And because that would be exactly what I just asked for. That would be proof of intervention. Did they get photographs or anything significant?
You know, I don't know. All I know is that the guy interviewed, you know, he took names and he interviewed the people down there, and he interviewed some of the main scientists that were there on site. And I'm sure you could probably Google it and find it, or I could dig it up again.
Okay, all right.
And bring it up.
That certainly would qualify as an intervention of sorts. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are worried about Chernobyl and whether the whether it's actually going to hold. I think there are a lot of predictions it will not. And you're saying they actually stepped in and killed some radiation.
Yeah, I mean, they can do that. They can render radiation inert and do all kinds of things, but the problem is that we have to gain the wisdom from our experiences, and until we learn to stop playing with this nonsense, and, you know, there's other fuelless technologies. We don't even need these reactors. We don't even need oil right now. And it's been around for quite some time, and I've actually held this in my hand.
Held what in your hand?
Well, a device that is about as big as a small pipe pan that has 9 coils, and each coil puts out 25,000 watts, and it's ice cold when it runs. But the physicist that created it had his lab burned, his family threatened, and it's on the shelf right now. But there's quite a few coming out. I mean, just basically splitting water, you know, and the hydrogen, burning the hydrogen and oxygen is those technologies are going to come out in force right now. It seems like almost everybody's inventing those. It's a pretty simple
technology. You know, it's very interesting that you would mention that, James. Earlier today, I was talking to a 767 pilot, whose name I will not mention.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me that there's a man in the Philippines that's quite well known, and there are others around the planet right now that are actually running automobiles on water. There's some new type of electrolysis process.
Yeah.
Separating the hydrogen extremely efficiently and then running cars on water. And I know that sounds like, well, I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds crazy. But,
well, you know, it's on demand right now. They have it set up so it runs on your car, splits the water on demand. And that technology has been around for a while, but it's been suppressed, you know, like the other technologies. You know, even the electric cars. If you put one of these other devices on an electric car, you could drive the wheels off it. But, you know, if we want to get a little more unlimited, you don't even need wheels because these devices, when you rev them up, they become counter-gravity. And so,
but, James, I don't get it. If somebody really has something like this, even if they have a car that will run on water, what am I saying, even? Mm-hmm. If they've got something of that sort, why not? I'm accessible. Why not come to me and say, all right, here it is, a car that runs on water. And I would look into it, or I'd get somebody even more knowledgeable to look into it. And if it was real, I'd be blasting the word all over the planet. And I'm not the only one. They could go to any number of sources,
mm-hmm.
60 Minutes, any of the big programs, and say, here it is. Here's a car that runs on water.
Yeah.
And that's a big story, James.
Well, you know, Gene Maloff, I think he, you know, was going to testify before Congress about all these new technologies, and they found him bludgeoned to death in his home right before he could do it. So there's a lot of people out there that there's one or two ways it goes. Either they buy it and shelve it, and you know, you never hear about it from these people again, or they get two options. You know, they disappear and their families disappear with them. So those are the two options right now. And And, you know, we really don't have any legislation or anybody that's going to watch over these people or provide the security necessary to get these technologies out. That's the main problem.